Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're going to talk just a little plain old fun on the grill. You know what? If you've been out in your backyard and you've experimented with a few things, hopefully, you're not just cooking dogs and burgers, but you're having a little bit of fun. We might be able to give you a tip or technique on some of that. But I am Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, so it's got to be the weekend. And we like to say this is the smokiest show on the radio, and it is, because we talk about throwing things on the grill and making them yummy. And that's what it's all about, is just having fun on your back deck, at your campsite, at your tailgate, wherever you're at, and you got some fire and some proteins, even veggies.
That's right.
And turning it into some tasty morsels of goodness.
Yeah.
Like the man says.
Speaking of snacks and the man that says, I'd like to welcome Better Made Snacks.
As, better.
As a sponsor of the show, they've joined us here recently, and want to shout out to them. If you've not had Better Made Snacks, they have four kinds of barbecue potato chips alone. So if you like your barbecue, sweet, spicy,
that's incredible.
Hot, yeah,
They
got all of them out there, and you know what? They're tasty. So you know, look them up on Facebook as Better Made Snacks, or you know what? Any supermarket or any convenience store or wherever it is you buy your cold schmoes beer, they're probably going to have some Better Made Snacks
there. Where it ever is.
Right.
Hey, you know, I got a great idea. First of all, I want to announce that our final load of Operation GI Barbecue is getting shipped. I'm going to be doing the shipping. It's getting towed, over to the east side of Michigan to Selfridge Joint Air Force Army Base, a joint base. I guess it's got like all five branches there now, which is kind of cool. And keeps the inter-service rivalry down a little bit.
The oxymoron, maybe. Government consolidation?
Yeah, so... Speaking of morons, I had this guy named, I think he's a Chief Master Sergeant, retired Air Force,
Paulus, some titles.
Paulus Obey, and he runs the family services thing over there, which is to keep morale up and everything. They do all kinds of cool things, and he turned me on to somebody on the other side of the base that has this thing called the Enlisted Heritage House. And what it is this big, beautiful brick house that used to be the base commander's house when it was an Air Force base. And it's really cool. It's probably a 50 to 80-year-old brick semi-mansion, McMansion.
Right.
And so they gave it to this organization that's not actually owned by the government or anything. So they can kind of do what they want, but they get to have this house there for enlisted personnel. And it's actually kind of originated as an Air Force thing, but they've also got outreaches to Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, and Army. And the Army has a big contingency on the other side of the base, and that's where my son is a Chinook mechanic in the Guards, Alex. So they're happy that to take the smoker, and we're going to have I'm going to bring it down August 18th, and Alex's unit of the Army Guard is having their family day on the 19th. So you get to bring your family to the base,
and he brought a cook
and look at the helicopters and all the different things that the Army Guard has over there. They'll probably have a vast array of equipment out for all the kids to climb on and.
Test, this is career day.
Test fly.
This is career day. What's your dad do? Yeah. My dad's making you lunch.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I'll bring it down on Saturday. Alex will come over to that side of the base for the night and help me smoke.
Yep.
And Sobe Meats has volunteered to donate some brisket because the group that's feeding the families has a real limited budget.
Yep.
And they said, well, they just think they can afford pork butts. So I said, don't worry, I'll bring brisket. One email to Sobey Meats, and I, like within 3 minutes, he goes, whatever you want.
Yep.
What about that?
Well, that's just who he is.
It is.
That's who Sobey Meats is.
There.
Right.
Yeah. Tim and Teresa.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. But, so it's going to be really cool to finally get this last load out of Dave Dozma's big, beautiful warehouse. And
right.
We again want to thank Perforated Tube in Ada, Michigan for storing all this equipment for us. It's been a year and a half in his shed, and he's ready to get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But he's been really patient and very helpful, and
yep.
And that helps the troops. When guys like that step up, you know,
it's
gives
a good
up
thing.
Some of his commercial space.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Speaking of clearing out space, our friends at Allen Bob Sports here in Grand Rapids, they moved down and partnered up with Millbrook Tack, and they're on the 68th Street exit off of 131 south of Grand
been
Rapids.
There.
Right. Well, they're having their big summer clearance sale right now. And they got this thing called a Dutch auction that it's Saturday now. So you should be on 70% off of everything that they've got left in there, because it started at 50 on Thursday and it went to 60 on Friday. It's 70 today. You might want to get down there. You can look it up, Al and Bob's Sports. Look it up online. But they're at 68th Street and 131 on the south side of Grand Rapids in the Millbrook Tack building.
And I bet they have a bunch of stuff because they moved.
Right.
And when you move, you know, you get rid of a lot of stuff.
Right.
And that it's just a great opportunity. And you know what? In just a little while, like a month and a half, it's going to be archery season.
Yeah.
So people are already getting their bows out and targets and they're probably clearing out all the fishing stuff. And,
guys, I did see on the website, on the Grilling Guys website, a link to Better Made and Allen Bob's.
Well, there you go. That would be the baritone of beer, the one and only Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery, who's going to be joining us in the next segment, but he's already arrived, and we always let him on as soon as he gets here.
Well, he brought beer, too, so.
Well, there you go.
I guess that's how he got through the door.
Not his first rodeo.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, a little tip to anybody that's marketing a business. If you go on a radio show, bring whatever it is you're peddling.
Yeah.
Because if you show up with like a little howler of beer and it's warm, it's not going to
You might not get the shout out that you did.
Not going to go well.
Right? Yeah.
We had that happen.
Right. Hey, Bob, I have a cook later today. I called up one of our buddies, Chef Whitman from the local culinary school, because Big Mike. I have to smoke 4 fillets of salmon for a gig, and I was a little nervous about temperature, brine, and seasoning because it's not something that I do all the time.
Okay.
And I'm breaking my own rule because I didn't do the recipe before I bring it to somebody that I have to serve it to.
Ah, that's easy.
Yeah. And he helped me through that, but I just was thinking, everybody, this is salmon season. You're out on the big lakes. This is when they're hitting them hard right this time of year. But he gave me a 7% solution, which was a cup of salt, a quarter cup of sugar to a gallon of water was my brine. Okay. You blow it up or shrink it down to based on how much brine you need. But he called it a 7% solution. Put it in there about a half hour, he said. And then I'm going to take it off and let it dry. He wasn't so concerned about the pellicle on there because it's going on the smoker. But he said, just let it dry on like a baking rack. And then put it on there, and he recommended like 180 to 200 degrees on the smoker and get the fish up to about 135 and then pull it, because I got to put it in a Cambro, a hot box.
I brought that for you, by the way.
Right, and take it to a place where I'm going to be serving it, right, a couple hours later. So it was just interesting. Every once in a while, you need a coach, right? And I called him up, a guy that I know that does this stuff in his sleep, and that was a technique. I just want to pass it along because it's relevant. This is salmon time of year, and if you're making it ahead of time and you need to serve it later, those were some pretty good tips.
Is this the bachelorette party where all you wear is an apron?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And my camo thong.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, hey, coming up next, our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery has the big reveal. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's.
2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orin Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, this isn't going to make any sense to you. But if you were listening to the last segment,
I made
a recipe faux pas. I was talking about the brine for that salmon, and I said 1 cup of salt and 1/4 cup of sugar, and it's the other way around.
Thank you very much.
It is 1/4 cup of salt and 1 cup of sugar. That would be some salty fish, and we're talking freshwater fish.
Yeah, well, Jop, one of the things I've learned with my years of smoking salmon is you can only get so much salt in the solution anyway, and so much salt into that salmon. It's going to just take what it can take, and it's not going to get too oversalted.
So it's not like chicken thighs at all by the sounds of it.
Right.
So
chicken thighs are one of those things, you know, you hear about the pump.
He oversalted some. He brined some.
What I did is I put the salt in, and then I put soy sauce in on top of it, and it oversalted the chicken.
Yeah.
So he had to drink a lot of beer.
So, word to the wise, take your brine advice some other dude besides me because I'm not hitting it well.
Call Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to welcome to the show again Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company, and they're out of Grand Rapids, and they've been with us just about from the get-go, and they have a big announcement. So Chaz Thompson, master brewer, good friend of the show, take it away.
Well, the big news is we have 2 locations.
Nice.
We are opened up on Wednesday in Petoskey and put a small brewing operation up there with 12 more handles.
There
so we can get beer when you're up north camping.
And where's that at? I mean, is there a name of the place? Or
it's in cooperation with Mancino's Pizza.
Okay.
We're sharing the building with them. And
everybody
so you
knows
get a
where
pizza.
They are.
They're at 109 Mitchell.
Yep.
Just as you go down the hill, 131, going into town, you can get pizza and a grinder and a beer now.
Wow.
Right up there in Petoskey,
Michigan. Natural.
That's exactly what you need.
So you said you got 12 handles?
12 handles up there, including our root beer.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, you always have to take the family-friendly root beer.
Right. Are you still making the 120 as well?
We have the 120 available in bottles up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite deserve a handle yet.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
The 120 is our non-alcoholic pale ale. For those of you that have issues, whether you're taking 9 months for the team or another medical issue, or maybe you just made the decision that alcohol isn't right for you, we've got craft beer that fits your needs.
Right, and it's good. I mean, you're not sacrificing anything but the alcohol when you have this. And it's been popular. You've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just good for people to know that it's out there, because you don't have to drink beer with alcohol in it to get that craft beer flavor.
And I'll tell you what, I work for Carrier, and I have a person that works with me on the other side of the state, and he quit drinking years ago. I gave him a six-pack of that 120, and he loves it. He doesn't drink much beer anyway, but he said, sometimes I just want a beer. And he had his first one at a pool party, and he had to text me and tell me how great it was. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And a guy who doesn't drink much beer drinks one and says, wow, is that good?
Well, a lot of people, you know, they want to fit into the crowd of having a beer and a burger.
Right.
But they've got obligations. Whether they tell people they've got that obligation or not, this just allows them to make that choice.
Right. It's irrelevant, the reason. If you don't want to drink, you don't want to drink. But what, for the guy that does want to drink, like me,
so
what
we've
am
got
I drinking
12,
right now?
We've got the 12 handles up there. And one of the things Bob asked me to do is he says, bring over something you can't get in a bottle. What's on draft only? And I said, well, we're featuring our Saison de Gabriel, which is a French-style light beer that Gabby, our head brewer, decided to do for her 50th birthday.
Oh, nice.
And so we popped that out, and it's a real light, floral, easy-drinking summer beer.
Now, you said Saison. Generally, those are a little tart and sour. Am I wrong?
They got a little bit of a tart edge to them, but also a little floral. If you can get them. Now, a lot
kinda
of guys
like Gabby.
Go,
I get it. Yeah.
A lot of guys go a little bit overboard with them and stuff. But in all things schmoes, we try and maintain as much balance as possible, because we want you to drink a whole pint or maybe several pints of it.
Well, that's right. You guys do sell beer.
We want to sell beer, not just sample.
This is on the lighter side of a Saison.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because sometimes I find anyway, some of them are almost kind of thick. You know, and they're too creamy, and it doesn't quench your thirst. This quenches your thirst.
Yeah, we've tried to adapt to the changing tastes. You know, for a long time, everybody was into everything huge, and we've got big alcohol beers.
So if you're listening up north, like on UPS 98.5 or any of our other affiliates in northern Michigan, and you happen to be going through Petoskey, you now have a new place to put on your map for. It's kind of cool to hit the newest spot in town, and that's the newest spot in town. And it's a storied beer. It's at least 20-year-old company, right?
We're going to be 14 this year.
14, okay.
Yep.
Well,
The boss is working this afternoon. I'm working tomorrow.
Well, that's great. So
109 Mitchell in Petoskey. Easy to find. Mitchell Street's the main drag of Petoskey. You can't miss it, right, when you're coming into town there. So
tell us what this next beer we're going to be trying.
The next one we have is called Hopalotawatomi.
And what's that?
It is an Indian brown ale. We took a hybrid of
an IBA?
IHBA.
Okay.
The idea behind it was a brown beer with its nice, mellow caramels and softness, but with a little bit more hop kick-up. But one of the things that's very traditional with brown ales is New Zealand hops. So we went with New Zealand hops in a little stronger fashion.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station. We appreciate you listening. And right now we are talking live with Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company, and he's telling us about their newest location.
Yeah, we're in Petoskey and Grand Rapids, so we got you covered.
Yeah, very cool.
Look out, Detroit's next.
Right, so continuing on with this, the Indian beer, I'm going to call it that because I have some of the Saison here in my hand, and me trying to say that name, I'm going to butcher it. I know
so we're
I
doing am. French, then Indian. There's a correlation.
Yes.
There.
Well, the Hopalotawatomi name came from one of our patrons in Grand Rapids, who is a member of the Potawatomi tribe.
Okay.
And he was kind of pushing around for something new that was hoppy, and we responded with this. And, in fact, we use his silhouette on the logo, and rather than a feathered headdress, we use hops.
Oh.
So it was kind of a
very
fun play.
Very clever.
And it's a very easy drinking beer, and as soon as we finish these Saisons, we're going to have some.
So I'm wondering what beer I got to come up with to get my profile on a beer label at Schmoe's. I bet it's not going to happen.
I'm not touching it.
Right. I just don't see it. Man, I threw a fat one out there, and you guys are running
not
like...
Not touching it.
You guys are running away from it.
We're still trying to burn the image of you in an apron out of our minds. It's brutal.
Well, you know what? That happens on a regular basis, so I don't think that image is going to go away.
So congratulations to Schmoes.
Stop by, get a growler, get a six-pack. We've got beer to go up there as well. So if you're getting your pizza or grinder to go, you got beer to handle that. If you're going back to the campsite or whatever.
So what you're saying is go in there and order your pizza so you can sit down and wait for it.
Yeah, pint while you wait.
Never have a pizza delivered when there's a brewery.
I wonder what that delivery guy's drinking. Yeah. All right, thanks, Chaz.
Shoot. Coming up next, we're going to wrap your jalapeno. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Constipation go to his head and his wife's aggravation. You're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. That's the same old story, same old...
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from The Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to gibbq.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoes Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you, a pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoes 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoes Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Job from The Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on The Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're doing everything that's just plain old fun on the grill. And if you've had the opportunity to put some jalapenos on the grill, there's some tips and techniques that you need to do so you don't burn your guest's palate. But Barbecue Bob's got one going on right now that has many components in it that are very, very popular with the grilling crowd, and that is, it's got bacon, it's got chicken, it's got jalapenos and some stuffing. So what are you thinking, Bob?
I'm thinking Mr. Thompson's passing over one of these Hopewallotomy or whatever it is, and it's looking pretty good.
A whole lot of beer for me.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to our website. It's thegrillingguys.com, and there's all sorts of stuff on it. I'm sorry, we're a little bit lazy, and we're not posting as many recipes as we typically do, and I'd have to blame that on me because I'm rebuilding my house, so I'm really short on time, and it just takes a lot of work to do all that, but we are stealing recipes from people, and this is one I found on Believe It or Not Facebook, and I kept seeing the pictures, and I couldn't resist. It's like, oh, man, it's got all this stuff I love. And it's called a bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper stuffed chicken. That's even hard to
now,
say.
Now, and what was this beer called, number two. Chaz?
Hopewallotomy.
Yeah, so you do all of that. You've covered the alphabet, baby.
Hopewallotomy?
Hopewallotomy.
Hopewallotomy, bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper stuffed
They'd
chicken.
They'd go great together.
Yeah. Cross-eyed. Okay. Anyway, so as Jop knows, I'm a jalapeno freak. And actually, we, after the show last week, we stopped and had a nice Mexican lunch.
Right.
At Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
And I ordered some of their, and I don't know how they say it in Spanish, in Mexican. I don't know how they say it in Spanish, but you basically take a jalapeno and roll it on the grill in oil.
Right.
And that gives it a different profile. If you bake it, it's chipotle. If you pickle it, it's different. If you eat it fresh, it's different. And I'm just a huge, I can
the
my
versatile
own.
Jalapeno.
It's wonderful.
Right.
I can my own, as you know. And
that's another
just
flavor
eat
profile.
Them. It is. Because I put habaneros in with them.
Right. Just not quite hot enough.
They're not.
In your can.
Right. So anyway, this is really cool. It takes some, and I'll be making it tomorrow for my bride. We're celebrating Maureen's birthday and our 35th wedding anniversary. So
you got married on her birthday?
No, our anniversary is actually August 5th. Okay. But we're heading to
the
UP.
Tomorrow.
We're heading to the UP, and we're going to Grand Marais. Even though my family are all Upers, and
Whirl.
I spent half my life in the UP, I've never been to Grand Marais.
Oh.
So. Well,
are you going to do these jalapeno poppers?
So Sunday I am. I'm getting steaks from Sobey, and I'm going to get some boneless chicken breasts and get a bunch of large jalapenos. And so you mix this thing up. You get your smoker at about 300 degrees, and you prepare your
it's
poppers.
Almost a grill.
I changed the temperature from the recipe I found.
Sure you did.
Because
sure you did.
I did.
Now you can call it yours.
No, because 275 is a little cooler than I want chicken for several reasons. Safety zone, it's stuffed. There's all kinds of things going on. The real reason is I don't want real heavy smoke on this. I want just a little hint of smoke.
A wisp.
Yeah, because it's chicken. It's a delicate meat. You know, you can ruin chicken with too much smoke. So, you know, you get your jalapenos gutted, right? You know how to gut them, just like a deer. Zip them up with your...
Zip and scrape.
Yes,
right.
In a food processor, combine your cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and jelly. And I'll post this recipe. Even though I'm ripping it off.
What is and jelly?
Yeah, because it's got apple jelly or orange.
Two words, and jelly.
Jelly.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, and never heard of that ingredient. What's and jelly?
Angeli Roli. So you could also swap it with orange marmalade. I threw that one in there just because I love marmalade.
Once again, now it's your recipe.
Marmalade. So anyway, you throw all this stuff in the processor. You, on a cutting board, you slice the breasts open so that you've kind of made a pocket, right? Without slicing all the way through. So we call that a butterfly. You butterfly a breast. And yes, Chaz is making the motion here. You set one filled popper inside the chicken breast, fold them closed, wrap each chicken breast with three slices of bacon. So you're going to take this jalapeno.
Right.
You're going to take this jalapeno. You're going to put this cream cheese jelly mixture in there. You're going to throw it inside the breast, fold the breast over, wrap it in bacon, and put that baby on the smoker.
Right. And you're going to get that thing to about 165 degrees on an internal temperature.
I'm going to go internal 165.
With
and
your digital thermometer.
Yep.
The best tool. If you only have one tool on your grill, you need a digital thermometer.
Okay, I'll take a time out here.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my chicken to 165.
Right.
Internally, I'm probably only going to be 140.
Well,
because that cream cheese does not have to get to 165.
Right, and you got
to. I want it to still be in there when I'm done.
Yeah.
Here's the key, though. When you get done with this breast, and we all love talking about them, you're going to want to let that thing set for about 10 minutes because it's going to be really hot, and it's going to have hot cream cheese in it.
Right.
And if you're not careful, you're going to slice it, and it's just going to spill all over your cutting board.
Right. Like so many things, after we're done grilling or smoking it, we let it rest before we eat it.
Yeah. It's only going to be better anyway. Like,
right.
Like what don't you rest
right.
after you cook it or grill it or smoke it?
Right.
I can't think of really anything. I mean, I guess, you know, there are certain steaks like some people like to bring to your table that are still crackling and sizzling because
that's about the plate, really. It's not about the piece of meat.
They put them on a steel plate and put them under an infrared burner for a minute with butter on it just to make it sound like it's popping. But you're really not letting your steak rest that way. So chicken breasts are the same way. About anything, Chaz was talking about a pork loin earlier. You do the same thing with pork loin, right? You wrap it and you park it. You don't right. dig right into that thing.
So you get this thing done and you park it
and then you slice it.
It's one per person? One?
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty big. So I think you slice it into maybe inch wide cuts. And if
it's a stuffed chicken breast.
Yeah, you'll see
with bacon
somebody's promoting it on
Can't
Facebook.
Be wrong.
No. And
right.
jalapeno? Come on.
Right. So Cream Chaz, cheese. You talked about that sounds really good, Bob.
Yep.
That sounds really good. Chaz, you talked about pork apple pie. I've got the smoker hot later today.
I saw this thing
I want to do this.
I saw this thing on the internet the other day and I said I got to try it because you know, they put those pork loins on sale all the time. So I grabbed a chunk of pork loin.
You're talking the one that's about the size of a softball, but long.
But long, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Not the little tenderloin.
It'd be like
ones.
Probably a half a loin if in reality, because a real loin's about 3 feet long. Don't ever make the mistake of ordering a whole loin. Right, yeah.
You see these things on sale all the time, and it makes great pork supply for when you're not doing anything real fancy. But I unrolled it. I just kind of took my knife and I cut it about 3/4 inch thick and unrolled this thing out.
So you keep slicing around this thing. It's round. So you keep slicing around the edge and you're unrolling it. So it's going to end up flat, like 3/4 inch thick.
Make a pinwheel out of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. We're going for a roulade, essentially. But then I took the jacquard, bang it up a little bit, and I've got one of the flat blade.
You took the what?
Jacquard.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I heard a little stutter in there. I thought that hop-a-lot-a-wad-a-me was getting a wad-a-wad-a-you.
Wow, he said it.
He got it right.
So anyway, after we get through that tenderization, I'm going to put down some sliced apples. I thin sliced them, put down some brown sugar, some cinnamon, you know, just like apple pie base.
Classic for pork, though.
Now,
pork
I grabbed a little, I had a little whiskey.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I got to put a little of that in there to loosen things up.
Now, here's a tip for that. If you got a cheap brother-in-law that brings junk whiskey to your house at Christmas.
Yeah, brother-in-law whiskey.
Yep, you use that stuff.
Yeah,
it's
my
still
friend
whiskey.
Jim Brockman taught me about that.
Yeah.
But then roll it up real tight. And, you know, I took it in Saran and just tightened it up good, put it in the fridge, just let it get firmed up.
Yeah,
you know?
Good idea. Little tip there. He's talking about rolling it up in Saran wrap or paper.
And then when you get done, you kind of like spin it. You grab the ends like a Tootsie Roll wrapper would be, and you spin that thing a little bit, and it really tightens it up.
Real up real nice.
Yep.
Put it
right
on the smoker. Get it up to our good 165 internal. Let it rest.
Okay.
Slice.
Nice.
That sounds like a really good recipe. We're going to touch on that in a minute. But coming up next, our favorite wine guy is Fen Valley. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill or a smoker or maybe even deep frying some fish because it is fishing season. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. And one of the cool things about being a Grilling Guy is you get to hang out with brewers and vintners. And on the grilling line right now is Brian Lesperance from one of our other original sponsors, Fen Valley Winery. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's getting to be the busy season down here. We're getting on the cusp of harvest, so it's good to be on the radio.
I saw your new can release, and I just wanted to let everybody know what you guys are up to.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know that we could have designed anything better for a grilling show. We've taken the benefits of wine and combined them with the convenience of the package. Like a hand package, and I think it's just the kind of thing that you could take down to the grill and not have to worry about glass and make it a little easier to keep cold. So we're pretty excited. We're the first large-scale Michigan winery to offer wine in a can. We've got a 375-milliliter format for it, so it looks just like a 12-ouncer. It's about two and a half glasses of wine per can, so it's a really convenient way to bring can with you when you're out and about or when you're standing by the grill.
It's kind of a man can.
Yeah, no, it's definitely designed for both guys and gals. We tried to make it something that you know looks like it fits into a variety of situations.
So Brian, do you do red wine, white wine, blushes? What's the offering?
Well, any wine can really go in a can. This one that we've chosen to launch with is our Vino Blanco, which is a Portuguese-style dry white wine with a hint of effervescence. So it's really kind of the perfect type of a can for or a wine for a can because it's going to best serve cold, got a little bubble to it, the kind of thing that you could see, you know, having on your patio or on your golf cart or out in your campground over the summer or ski resort in the winter.
Isn't that very similar to your Vino Verde?
It's the same product. So
yeah.
What we've done is we've rebranded Vino Verde into Vino Blanco because the Vino Verde is really kind of reserved for Portuguese wine, and we didn't want to get in any trouble with a foreign government. So we rebranded both, and so you can pick it up in the bottle or in the can.
Yeah, you don't want them like spying on your elections or anything. So your father-in-law, Doug, who I love dearly, made me fall in love with that Vino Verde on your veranda there at the winery. We pounded a bottle or two one night, and I was just absolutely thrilled with a really cold Vino Verde.
Yep. Brian, that's one of those wines that you can actually serve on ice, right?
You could, sure. Yeah, I mean, I like it when it's just to the cusp of about to freeze. I mean, that's how cold it is, which isn't very typical for most wine. Usually wine tends to be a little bit better when you let it warm up a touch, but this style really lends itself to that ice cold beverage.
I bought some of that in your tasting room when I was there when I saw you last, and I brought it home, and it was a huge hit, and I really need to reload, so I got to come see you.
Well, I know. We're here all the time. So we'll look forward to having you down.
So, Brian, any new releases this year, or what's the fall look like for you?
Well, that took up a lot of our time. It's been a big project for us. It took about 2 years to get all the logistics lined up because the 375-milliliter can isn't something that you're going to find just anywhere, but we were really kind of focused on that format for a variety of reasons. So that's been the big hot thing for us. Besides that, you know, growing season looks pretty good. We're pretty much right on schedule. So we had a cool start, but a really warm sort of early summer and normal weather since then. So we're feeling pretty good about the crop. As we get into the fall, we get into our super popular fall vineyard tours where we actually take people out into the vineyard and have them try grapes and taste wine and really show them from, you know, beginning to end how we do things we do. So, you know, those tours are available generally on Saturdays and Sundays starting in August, and those are all available right on our website, fenvalley.com.
Well, fancy that. We're in August, so this is a good
it's
thing.
Hard to believe,
but
yeah.
How does somebody find out about those? Where can they find out more information?
Just go to our website, fenvalley.com. We have all the tour schedule there. You can book the tours right there. You can book private tastings there or sign up for any of our events. We also have our annual 5K trail run coming up the first Saturday in October, the Vine Wind. It's the most unique trail run in the area where you basically run inside the midst of the vineyards during the harvest season. So you get a view that not many get, and you get a little exercise along the way.
That sounds horrible.
I know. Well, the end is a party.
I'll stand at the finish line.
That's what I do.
Tell me again the name of that. Is it a Vino Blanco?
Vino Blanco is the canned wine that we've got available now. It's in retailers throughout the state of Michigan or on our website. We offer it, and also, of course, in our two tasting rooms in Fenville and Saugatuck.
Yeah, just go down to the tasting room or to the actual vineyard, because the first time you go to the vineyard, you're going to be shocked at how the breadth of the place. But it's I don't know, it's still one of the funnest places I ever take my bride, and we love going there. I've taken my daughters there, my older daughters, and it's people are thrilled when they get in that place. There's kind of a magical sense about it, but I just want to promote the concept of that Vino Blanco, because if you're going to the beach, and if you're not, shame on you, because we've got the best beaches in the world. This is the most fantastic thing you could bring to the beach. It's in a can. They're taller cans, so you and your better half can each have a glass, or you can just share it, put it in a koozie. But you've got no glass. It's lighter. It is absolutely fantastic. It's a game changer on the beach. It's not like bringing a beer. You know, it's totally different. It's really a nice way to change your game up.
Right.
Thanks. Yeah, that's exactly what we're hoping people do with it. And like you said, you've got good beach season, and then, you know, it bleeds right into tailgate season. So yeah. I think it's another format where fall tailgates are going to be a great way to bring wine and not have to worry about glass bottles.
Yeah. Well, I brought that home, and my best girl loved it.
Nice. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, it's so good to talk to you, and I hope everything continues to go very well at the winery. If people want to find you, how do they do that?
Well, we're pretty easy to find. We got a tasting room in downtown Saugatuck, and then our main location is in Fenville, just off of 196. And if you want to look up what you can do before you get here, just head to fenvalley.com, and there's a lot of information there.
Cool.
Very good. Always such a pleasure to talk with you. Look forward to seeing you soon, and we'll come down and bend an elbow with you.
All right. Love it. Look forward to it.
Thanks so much. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery. He's a real man.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, feel like a man. Feel like chugging a can of that Vino Blanco. That's one sexy name, isn't it? Vino
right.
Blanco. I thought Vino Verde was cool.
Right.
Vino Blanco? Man, I feel like getting my game on
right,
now.
That's white wine.
I'm a white boy. Okay. Today's man law. All men have the right to remain silent when asked by a woman, do you like this? And the right to leave the room.
Dude, that's such a loaded question.
I know.
There is no
Does
good
this
answer.
Make my butt look big.
Right, there is no good
no.
answer. Because
I'm not sure there's enough beer right. to get you out of that.
Right. It just doesn't happen. And you know, you have your best intentions, but no matter what you say, there's an inflection in the voice or there's something going on that it's like, oh, you're just telling me that.
Just throw in two cans of the Vino Blanco.
Right.
And run.
Right, yeah.
Well,
don't talk about her can.
I was dead serious about what I was telling Brian. I think the concept is fantastic. Our friends with the Barefoot brought the cans of wine in here. I really liked it.
Right.
So I encourage.
It's a convenient package.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It's a convenient package.
You've been called that before.
Chaz, do they make beer in cans?
Yes.
I have been called a convenient package, by the way. But do they make beer in cans?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought they probably
but
did.
But you don't.
But those are...
We don't. We
right.
don't have a canner. We have a bottle.
That's fine.
A lot of people prefer a bottle. A lot of people are going to cans for convenience. I'd say if it's what's inside that counts. So it doesn't matter what you package it in.
Amen.
You could have a wooden keg and it might even be good.
Right. They make 64-ounce glass things they call growlers, too.
Yeah,
those are pretty
aluminum
cool.
Aluminum growlers, do you?
No, you don't.
Actually, you do. There are some stainless. Yeah. I have a beautiful one that I got from Frankenmuth Brewing Company. And it's the old-fashioned Grolsch-style growler.
With the rubber top and the stopper on it?
It is, and it's got the nice insulated jacket around it, and I fill it full of schmoes.
Right. Well, that's the beautiful thing about a growler is that you can fill it with anybody's beer, and you get the goodness, and you don't have to worry about a brand on the outside because that growler is a reusable vessel, and we get to take that with us. Just wash it out, though. You know, don't bring it dirty because it's going to jack up your beer. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Flatiron Steak. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Barbecue Bob, is that you playing the ukulele on that entrance music?
No, but I want to hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
Crank that up, Brian.
What you got, Brian? You got any more of that? It's better to listen to that than us, I'm thinking.
Is anybody seen my pig meat on the line?
Was that my pig meat on the grill?
Yeah.
Is that what that said?
Oh,
yeah, but anyway, let's talk a little bit about beef on the grill. Flatiron steak. What is it? Why, Bob? And I know this is one of your favorite cuts.
It is. And, you know, the first guy that turned me on to it was Delsky down on 44th Street.
Delsky's meat.
Yep. Yeah. And he does his a little differently. He kind of leaves the collagen on it, and he'll tell you to score the thing in a diamond pattern before you grill it. And it's kind of cool.
Fat cap?
Yeah, it's kind of cool the way he does it. I can't say that I necessarily prefer it, but if you've never had a flat iron with the collagen, or I believe it's collagen, whatever that weird globule of stuff on top of it is, if you don't score it, it's going to turn into a football. It'll just puff up like a puffer fish.
Right, because it all draws together and it's all connected. When you score it, it doesn't pull it together.
Yeah, so when you score it, it kind of flattens out a little bit, but it looks amazingly like a ham or something when you get done with it with all the diamond plating you've done to it. But I just love flat irons, and they've got a different flavor. They're very chucky. Not like cheese, not like the killer, but
right.
It's got that chuck thing going.
And chuck is big beef flavor.
Yeah, it's generally front end of the cow.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'm going up to pick up a cow right now. I've got one.
Easy.
okay. I want to give a shout out, but I'll wait till a little bit later. So this thing has tomatoes and tapenade on it. And I'm going to post the recipe because it's very complex, and nobody wants to listen to anybody read anything. But if you've never bought a tapenade, you go to Old World Olive Company. They have probably 10 different types. If you go to a nicer Whole Foods or something like that, they'll have a variety of them for sale available. You don't have to make it. It's okay to buy things once in a while,
mm-hmm.
says the guy who makes everything.
Right.
But it's really okay just to buy it.
Right. I sell countertops. Bob made one.
Oh, well. I saw the pictures.
Yeah. It's okay to buy it. I'm tired of making everything.
Right. But anyway, we'll post this recipe for the grilled flat iron steak with tomatoes and tapenade, and you'll be able to check that out on thegrillingguys.com, right, in our recipe section?
Yeah, and flat iron is one of these things that if you get it from a butcher who trims all the collagen and everything off of it, it's going to be a very small piece of meat. You're going to be a little disappointed when you see it raw because it's not that big. And when you taste it, you'll be sorry if you only bought one because it is so stinking good. And you're only going to pay about $8 or $9 a pound at a good shop for it. It's not an expensive piece.
Very flavorful, though.
And it's amazing that it takes a lot of work to get that little piece out of the area of the cow it comes from. And, of course, a good butcher would tell you. I don't know. I'm not a butcher, but I play one on TV.
Right, or the radio, as it may be. Chaz, if people want to try your wonderful
Hopalotawatomi.
Yeah, that one.
Hopalotawatomi you can get in Grand Rapids at 2600 Patterson. That's just straight north of the airport, just north of 28th Street. Or if you want to try the Sasan de Gabriel, we have that in both locations. Okay. And that includes Petoskey at 109 Mitchell.
Right.
Just as you go down the hill towards downtown, coming north into town.
And bring your kids because they have some pops that they make there, soda pops.
Right.
They got a root beer, and I think you have like a
cherry. We have root beer right now at both locations.
Do you have a black cherry?
Not right now.
Right.
What the?
Beer faucets.
Right. Yeah. Beer works better. Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.
Down. Lonesome without my pig meat, wonder where could he be found? He left me standing peeping through my window blind.